Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If endorsements were what mattered, convicted rapist Benjamin Laguerre might have been freed on parole a long time ago. Despite the support of a former governor, college presidents, media figures, and various activists, Laguerre has been denied parole 5 times, and his many legal appeals have never led to a new trial. Laguerre, from Leominster, insists he's innocent and has refused to ever accept any responsibility. This morning, WBUR's David Boeri reports on the relentless campaign that had Laguerre's lawyers back in court this week.
You have a prepaid call.
This is the weekly call I've been getting since the 1990s.
This call is from
Benji,
an inmate at the North Central Correctional Institution at Gardner.
That's Benjamin Laguerre. When I changed jobs, he found my number and followed me here.
David, Benji, you know that I got showtime on Wednesday morning at 9:30 at the appeals court. That's on the third floor.
Smooth talking with a different pitch for every personality, Benjamin Laguerre is the prison king of PR. He makes hundreds of phone calls a week.
I have them in all area codes, in New York and in California and in Pennsylvania and in academia and in finance and in big law firms.
He's been in prison since he was 20. Talked his way out of a stutter, got a bachelor's degree, magna cum laude, from Boston University. At 52, he plays reporters like a virtuoso plays a violin.
I have 400 people that I have to use regular stamps and licking out envelopes with. And then I have 2,000 on my Gmail account, and I still have a Hotmail account.
He even has his own website. Though the arguments may have changed over the years, the singular message does not. 5 times Laguerre has been eligible for parole from prison, and 5 times he's been denied because, says the parole board, he has not accepted responsibility for the aggravated rape of an elderly neighbor in Leominster in 1983.
And I was unwilling, incapable, and I'm not going to sign a piece of paper that says that I am guilty to a crime I did not commit simply to obtain my freedom.
How much time would he have served if he had acknowledged he had committed the crime?
I would say he wouldn't have had anything more than a 7 to 9 or an 8 to 10.
8 to 10 years in prison, says Laguerre's attorney, John LaChance. Other lawyers insist Laguerre would have gotten parole the first time he was eligible in 15 years if only he had said, "I did it," and taken the classes for sexual offenders. He had the outspoken support of former BU president John Silber, and no one ever called Silber a bleeding heart. Silber said Laguerre would live in his home with him when he was released. A retired state superior court judge said he would hire Laguerre to run his law office. But because Laguerre is still insisting on his innocence, he's still behind bars 33 years later, working the phones.
This is my 9th motion for a new trial. And we have evidence that has been previously withheld.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is John LaChance, and I represent Benjamin Laguerre.
At the State Appeals Court in Boston on Wednesday, LaChance was appealing a judge's decision in 2012 to deny Laguerre's motion for a new trial. As if this case has not had enough complications already, from lack of physical evidence and the poor state of what was collected, as well as allegations of juror misconduct and racism, it proceeded still further into the weeds.
The victim in this case had a mental disease or defect, that is, schizophrenia.
What the defense calls newly discovered evidence is a disclosure by the victim's mental health aide, who came forward to defense attorneys long after the victim had died. After the attack, the victim was living in a halfway house for former mental patients. Her statements are of great significance, says the defense, because Laguerre was convicted on the basis of the victim's eyewitness identification. But according to her health aide, the victim was delusional.
If she saw a black man, some black men, she accused them of being the person that attacked her, even though the one she had pointed to in the courtroom as having attacked her was in jail and couldn't possibly be the person she saw on the street.
That aide also said the victim claimed to be pregnant with JFK's baby. But the bar for winning appeals and new trials is a high one. The defendant has to prove not only that the judge committed an error, but that the error was harmful or prejudicial. The defendant needs to prove that a judge abused his discretion. And in this case, Laguerre needs to prove as well that the evidence was newly discovered. The panel of three appeals court justices was skeptical. Here's Justice Gabriel Wallahojian.
The motion judge found that the unsworn transcript wasn't credible evidence.
The reason stated by that lower court judge was that Laguerre's lawyer had made an audio tape of his interview with the health aide, but she hadn't been sworn in as she would have been had she appeared in a courtroom. She hadn't been presented with a transcript to sign either.
And you know that the rule governing motions for new trial requires that those motions be supported by sworn affidavits.
The path to a new trial is long, winding, uphill, and opposed by the Commonwealth, whose attorney accused Laguerre of bending time and space and fabricating facts. She also pointed to Laguerre's biggest setback over the years when DNA testing of a very small sample of evidence proved a 1 out of 100 million match. Assistant Worcester District Attorney Sandra Houtinen.
He asked for the DNA testing, but he did get a result, and he has to live with it. He's been challenging it ever since.
Laguerre claims the test results were invalid because of the government's handling and storage of the evidence over the years. His attorney, John LaChance, offers this defense.
It would have been crazy to ask for the DNA if he did it.
Laguerre has made it to the appeals court 4 times. He's made it to the Supreme Judicial Court 3 times. Now it looks like he may have to get to the SJC 1 more time to have a chance for a retrial. At some point, there may come an end to it all. At 52, he's dealing with a form of liver cancer. Yet, even as he waits a decision from the appeals court, he'll continue working the phones.
David Benji, I talked to LaChance.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.